Thank you, Peter. The Accidentals are made up of Savannah Beist and Katie Larson. Savannah and Katie, welcome to Studio A.
Thanks for having us. It's really great to be here.
I understand that you met at Traverse City West Senior High School. You were both students. Are you both students of Interlochen Academy now?
Yeah, yes. We're both in the singer-songwriter program.
You met while performing in the Philharmonic Orchestra at TC West. How did you start to get to know each other and realize that you had the same kind of love for quirky music and odd instruments?
Well, we actually we started out playing in a quartet together, so I knew who Savannah was. But we actually started to get to know each other when our conductor asked for volunteers to play for a music booster meeting.
We were the only one who raised our hands.
Yeah, so I went over to her house and we just started jamming on different styles of music. And we realized we had this awesome musical chemistry together. And then we ended up opening a show for Savannah's family band, Summer Sun. And then we've just been going more and more and more from there.
Yeah, we had a week to write 14 original songs, 2 hours worth of original songs for our first gig. So we were always together after that.
Did those songs wind up on your self-titled CD, The Accidentals?
Yeah, 13 of them ended up on there, and there's one that we're saving for the next album.
Let's start by hearing a song, and what is the title of the first song we're going to hear?
Well, this song is called Rainy Day. This is one we wrote together. We were really struggling with writing 14 original songs in 1 week, so we got together and decided to make something really excellent. And we were trying to think of ways that we could, you know, get inspired, you know.
Yeah, we actually were originally going to write it about fingerless gloves because we both love fingerless gloves. And we're like, what should we write this song about? I don't know.
And then we got serious. And I got up and looked out the window and saw the rain slapping against it and just felt this weight of stress on my shoulders. And I think Katie and I both really connected to that feeling when we wrote this song. So this is called Rainy Day.
Rainy Day with The Accidentals.
It's Monday morning and a rainy day. Through this curtain of rain,
The Accidentals. That was Katie Larson and Savannah Beist singing and playing guitar and ukulele. Katie and Savannah, both high school students at the Interlochen Academy, both in the singer-songwriter program at Interlochen. Katie and Savannah, extraordinary and phenomenal lyrics, too. Now, you're both in the singer-songwriter program, as I mentioned, and you're obviously on the same page musically. Who do you like? Who are your influences? Who are some artists that you both just really enjoy and have all their CDs and downloads, etc.?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Andrew Bird. He's this violinist who started on classical and then moved on to jazz and eventually made his own genre. So I've always loved him and been inspired by how he plays. And Katie is a big fan of St. Vincent, yeah, who also played with Andrew Bird. So
I really enjoy listening to independent female artists like St. Vincent and Nellie Mackay and Karen O, like women who write songs that are really spunky and, you know, different.
Yeah, they're kind of our heroes.
KEXP, a radio station out of Seattle, is at the forefront of music like this, the alt rock, folky, quirky kind of music. They offered to fly you to Seattle to have you perform and chat on their airwaves. Is that true?
Yeah.
And how did they hear about you?
Well, we have a Reverb Nation page and a Facebook page, and lately we've just been kind of promoting a lot, and we've been blowing up. It's kind of unexpected, really. We weren't expecting. We were jumping up and down when we had 40 Facebook likes. Now we have 532.
Wow, that's great. Not a surprise to me who has heard your CD. Let's hear another song, and what will it be? It's from the compact disc, I understand?
Actually, this is a new one that Katie wrote. This one is not on the CD. We wrote it for a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it was an assignment, actually, from our instructor, Courtney Kaiser. She told us, she gave us the prompt, write a song about the ground beneath your feet, so we could interpret it any way we wanted to, and my song, I just started thinking about the ground literally and like nature, and I started writing a song about a garden, and it just kind of turned into a song about how maybe things that seem sweet can have like bitter consequences or aren't always as sweet as you might think.
Excellent. And the title is?
The song's Bittersweet. Called, yeah, Bittersweet.
Bittersweet. The Accidentals.
Sweet.
Bittersweet, The Accidentals. We heard Katie Larson and Savannah Beist, a pair of high school students at the Interlochen Arts Academy, The Accidentals. You mentioned earlier that you have a couple of hundred Facebook likes, and the first printing of your CD has sold out. You're on the second printing already. What are some of the other examples of the success you've been enjoying? You mentioned you have a groupie already, a girl who is following the Accidentals. Tell us about that and some other things that have been happening.
We actually had a girl and her father, the Lanes. They actually covered a song of ours called Oh No.
No kidding.
And it was adorable. We loved every minute of it. We were watching it and we didn't watch it together, but when we watched it, we were both freaking out.
Yeah, Savannah called me up and was like, Katie, go on Facebook. Someone covered our song.
Did they do a good job?
Oh, it was excellent. It was... We loved it. Yeah.
Well, that's a high compliment, someone covering a song.
Yeah.
And you said you expected maybe, or you were hoping for maybe 30 or 40 Facebook likes. And how many do you have so far?
We have 532 Facebook likes.
Wow, that's really significant. Yeah. And KEXP, you might be on your way. And
you.
As you said earlier, no one's more surprised than you, right?
No.
Yeah, definitely.
What do your parents think of the duo and the time you're spending on it and their general reaction to this and your early success here?
Well, we've had to make a lot of sacrifices as far as our schedules go. We're pretty busy. I mean, we go to school from 8 to 5, so... And, you know, we're always doing outside things. You know, Katie plays in a lot of pit orchestras, and and I used to play soccer a lot. So at first, when we spent a bunch of time working on songs and, you know, the CD took a couple months to produce, it was difficult, but our family's always supported us, and we love them to death.
Now, Savannah, you were playing the violin in that last song like a guitar or ukulele, like a strummed instrument, where you were strumming with your right hand and forming chords with your left. Give us an example of how that sounds without any accompaniment or voice. Cool. Have you seen that done before, or is that your own idea?
I decided that... it'd be really interesting if I added a kind of unique sound to our songs. And when we were sitting in the studio, we were recording Oh No, and we felt like something was missing, you know. There was just this big empty space, and, like, I could fill it with bows, but, you know, that's been done before, and we'd heard it on every song. So we wanted something unique out of Oh No. And so I just turned the violin sideways and just started, you know, strumming this little part. And eventually I just started figuring out chords by ear and, you know, kind of transposed it from mandolin, which is strung exactly like a violin. So
interesting. Well, it has a great sound to it.
Oh, thank you.
Before we hear the last song, tell us where and when you'll be performing this weekend.
We are performing for Sola Gratia, which it basically means grace alone. And this is all set up by a man named Justin Grimm, who we love. He's the pastor at Lake Ann Advent Church. And that's where we will be playing. We will be opening for Red Tail Ring, which is an amazing duo. Their voices and their instruments are just amazing. We'll be playing at Lake Ann Advent Church at 6 o'clock and, on Sunday. So that'll be like a really, it's almost like we're inviting you to come sit in our living room while we're playing. It's a very intimate performance. There'll be
nice.
Higher Grounds coffee. It'll be really amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we're also playing for Maker's Market.
Right. That's on Saturday, correct?
Yeah. Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. All the over 70 Michigan artists will come together and sell their
amazing art. It's just going to be amazing. And we'll also have local music there, such as, you know, us and Blake Elliott, the Modus Mixus, and Billy Strings. They'll all be playing. And then we'll also have the singer-songwriters from Interlochen. The singer-songwriter students will be playing their original material at Maker's Market. So that'll be really something to look forward to.
The Accidentals, Katie Larson and Savannah Beist. We're going to go out here with a song called Golden Lantern, and this is from a demo CD. Tell us about this song, Golden Lantern.
This is the second song we wrote together, and we went to the Sleepy Bear Fest together, which was actually my first music festival that I went to, and it was an amazing experience. I loved it. I loved it so much, and I remember... that night, we were sitting watching Martin Sexton play an amazing set, Under the Stars. and the sky was black, and you could see like the silhouettes of the trees behind the stage. And we turned around, and people were letting off these golden lanterns into the sky. And I remember like staring at them and wondering, you know, what happened to them after they went up into the sky. And so later that night, Savannah and I were still excited, and we were in our tent, and I was like, let's write a song. So we turned around, grabbed the ukulele and the violin, and just started writing this song about the golden lanterns.
By the light of an iPhone.
Yes.
Great. Golden Lantern, The Accidentals.
Thank you.